Farm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, Pam, I've been looking for something to read this summer, and I understand you are doing a lot of reading.
I am doing a lot of reading, and none of it for quote-unquote work. I decided to actually enjoy myself and get into reading fiction, and I'm having the best time. Like, I'll crank through, you know, I will actually sit on a lounge and read on a Saturday afternoon and be done with the book. I'm a very fast reader, but I'm also doing very light, L-I-T-E, reading.
That's what I need, something light for summer. So summer's almost over. Give me an idea. What do you got? Because I've been going through.
So my summer reading list has included a book called, I was up till like 2 in the morning reading Malibu Rising. It's like the cinematic book that talks about a family that starts with a guy who has a dream of being a superstar, and it's complete and utter fluff. Okay. But you feel like you're totally watching the movie of it. Okay. Like she writes it like a movie. All like right. You know, she'll go into side characters and then tell their whole life in 3 pages. It's perfect. It's short attention span theater.
Perfect.
that's my other favorite book of the summer. I read was Midnight Library, which is sort of a sliding doors concept. What happens if what if you took the threads of your life and actually followed them through? What would you actually be happy with the thing you regretted not doing?
Right.
And it's actually very spiritual, but it's a great read. I there's nothing I like better than a puppy on my lap, something iced next to me, and a great book. And actually, I read both on my Kindle. So you have a Kindle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got a Kindle now. Yeah.
It's awesome when you travel because you can just, you know, put a ton in there.
Yeah.
But I like a real book that gets dirty and wet, and, right? Like,
I know.
You feel like you're accomplished when you look at it. So my other book that I'm supposed to read this summer is literally titled Do Nothing by Celeste Headlee, and it's The Art of Doing Nothing. Okay. I bought it over a year ago, and I haven't cracked it yet.
I know, you've been so busy. You've been home for a year like everybody else.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're putting out, it's hard when you have to put out words to take time to read other people's words, but you really need to because it makes you a better person and a better writer, a better person. I just feel like when I read, my world gets expanded. What a great thing to do given what we're going through right now.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.